And with that, we do still have a hefty agenda, so we are going to continue to work. I'm going to drop down to number 12 on our agenda as we have the executive director of our Black Hills Playhouse with us today, and we are going to get an update on the Playhouse facility assessment. So, Matt, I don't know if you and Linda would like to join us.
Yes. Yes. Yep. I can't be here anymore. You
get our PowerPoint.
That's okay. Yeah, she's gonna run it up. She's gotta have it on a different setting.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, Matt Snyder, Regional Supervisor for Parks and Trails in the West. And with me today is Linda Anderson, the Executive Director of the Black Hills Playhouse. We have just a quick PowerPoint to go over some a Playhouse Building Condition Assessment, I guess is what we're calling it, that we worked with ARC International to complete this past summer. It was a joint operation between us and the Playhouse. And the whole focus of this was just to continue the good work that's been happening at the Playhouse with the infrastructure, to keep that infrastructure and in a positive setting going forward and for the future. So I can go to the next slide. Jump ahead another one too, that'd be fine.
Something.
Okay, so on this one here, you can see in the orange are the two buildings that Custer State Park actually owns, or the department owns. It's the snack shop, the smaller building there. It was a CCC era building. And then the centerpiece of the campus is the theater, the Warren M. Lee Theater. Both of these facilities are older facilities. The snack shop is CCC era, like I said, built in 1934, and the theater was built in 1955. So the park, we're responsible for the water and sanitary sewer systems up to the building, the electrical infrastructure coming into those buildings as well. And so next slide, thanks. The next one here would showcase the facilities that are owned by the Playhouse themselves in green. Consists of their dormitories to house their seasonal staff in the summertime. Their prop shop and in the sheds that they use, their scene shop, the costume shop, rehearsal hall, dining hall, Haberman Hall. So some campus-wide observations that came about from 2021, 22, after we had a major hailstorm, is all the roofs were replaced on the campus. Utility and ADA access inconsistencies across the campus, and fire and life safety deficiencies were identified as part of this assessment. And as I put in my notes here, that's very common with older facilities. It's nothing unlike that we're dealing with daily in some of our older facilities at Custer State Park. Codes change, life to safety issues change, and now they get noted as a deficiency. So that's what's bringing us to the table today to say, okay, how do we address these deficiencies and keep things going? So with that, the first one, just dealing with the life safety improvements and the highest priorities there was the theater ones, and I'll let Linda speak to what their plan is to kind of move forward on some of these areas.
Great. Good afternoon. Nice to see you again. Happy to be here. So with this, the stairways were judged as non-compliant. And so our mitigation plan is that this summer we implemented a building evacuation plan, and we got to test that out one night when we evacuated the theater. And it worked really well. So that's the first thing that we're doing. And then we're finalizing the options for a stairway redesign through the master planning.
The next one we have there is, you can see the dorm rooms, lack of a sprinkler system. Some of the bedrooms needed appropriate egress. And there again, these dorms were built years ago, and at that time, the window sizes were appropriate. Now, through an assessment, we're finding out that no, the windows aren't appropriate anymore. So that's some of the things that they're looking to do as well.
Yep. So we've gone out and we've gotten bids for the installing the sprinkler systems as specified in the report. We'll get that done in 2026, 2025, 2026, depending on the contractor schedules, before the season starts. Yay. We'll replace all the bedroom windows with egress rescue windows at that same time. And then we will, further along in the plan, upgrade one of the three single-story dorms with accessible ramp and modify restroom to meet ADA requirements. And this is after the master plan is complete and we know what our project priorities need to be.
Some additional, just some general safety issues that were identified was the dining hall needs an ANSEL system, emergency shutoff, and then Hoverman Hall requires some handrails on the stairways and that. So,
yep. So we are installing the ANSEL system and the emergency shutoff now in the fall, and also the handrails in Hab Hall.
And then as we talked about, too, there's some accessibility improvements that are going to be coming on several of the areas. And as you can see, the mitigation plan, I'll let Linda speak to that. But
yep. You know, so with accessibility, some of it is dependent on what the actual function of some of the buildings will be after we complete the master plan and we decide how things are going to be arranged. So we're just working through that right now with our architect and trying to figure out what we can do. As far as accessibility, we did have a young lady who broke her leg during the summer. She was on her day off. Anyway, you know, we were able to provide accessibility for her, you know, a golf cart that she, and making sure she could get into the building. So we're always aware of what we need to do that way.
You know, this picture here before we flip, I just like to point out is the topper one's the original, you know, building, and you can see how, you know, the diligence of the Playhouse keeping that original structure and how it looks today. So, you know, and that's the intent. That's what we'll continue to do. But it was a building that was basically probably portable, like many of the CCC structures were, and we're trying to use it as a summertime building and keep it going. So it's always a challenge, but overall, it's in pretty good shape. It does need some work, but I mean, it's not, you know, in total disrepair by no means. So. And then just function and maintenance, like we talked about, just got done talking about the snack shop and the prop shop and Hoverman Halls, just some ongoing maintenance there. And like Linda's going to say, you know.
Yep. We could probably go to the next slide, too. Do you want to speak?
Yeah, just so in 1984, they put in an evaporation transportation field. We call it an ET field for the Playhouse to do with the wastewater and sewage. Quite honestly, I don't think it's ever worked. When I came in 15 years ago, we were dealing with this field. Prior to that, they've done numerous studies to try and deal with the wastewater. Never really came to a great solution. Some years when it was wet conditions and that, it would cause the Playhouse to pump and haul the waste because the septic tanks would get filled up. So through the ARPA dollars that we were allowed through the state, we basically hired KLJ to come out, and they did some additional studying and this and that. We basically found a solution for the Playhouse, and not only for the Playhouse, what it will also allow us is to have a sewer system that will take care of the Center Lake area now. Center Lake currently only has gray water that we deal with through a small drain field, where the new system now will basically be an oversized drain field that will be pumped up over the hill that's currently being worked on now and will continue this fall, where next season we should basically have a sewer system that's finally going to deal with not only the Playhouse but Center Lake. So it's been a long time coming. We're excited for this. It's been a great, great project.
Yeah, people always laugh when I say I'm excited about sewers. But I am. So our planning and proposed projects, like we talked about, we're mitigating everything that we can, basically, within that was identified, except for that stairwell project. If we're going to go in and rip up that historic building, we want to make sure that we're taking into consideration the accessibility issues as well as life safety. And that's really what we're concentrating on right now with the master planning. There are some really exciting ideas coming forward. One of the most exciting ideas is that the indoor lobby would be bigger and we would have indoor access to handicapped accessible bathrooms. Again, I'm excited about the bathrooms. but you can see this year we made an investment of $12,500 in the building condition report. We're so grateful for the cooperation of Game Fish and Parks to help us with that. That was a great project to work together on. We have invested $30,000 for the 2025 for the master plan with our architect, and that's going to be, it's really pretty fantastic to be able to look at things and know that we're planning for the best playhouse that it can be in the next 10 years and beyond, of course. So the master plan is completed to be finished by spring of 2026. I think it'll actually be done sooner than that, but we're given that date. When complete, then we'll share the plan with GF&P. We'll get together and we'll talk about, you know, what those priorities need to be. We'll hash that out and make sure that we've got a win-win situation. And that plan will come with priorities and potential timelines identified for consideration. So we're really grateful for the cooperation we have. We had the best season ever at the Playhouse this season, and I hope some of you will make it out to see a show next year.
With that, we'd stand by for any questions.
Any questions for Linda or Matt or comments? Secretary Rubland.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Linda, thank you for the great partnership. I really enjoyed the visit, the tour out there. It is a very unique place. It's been ongoing for 80 years, which is really impressive. Keep that going. Thank you for all you do. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Any other comments? Seeing none, Linda, thank you for being here. Custer State Park is a gem to South Dakota, and the Black Hills Playhouse is another little diamond in that gem. So we appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.